Not sure. Let's see where I want to go next. Oh, yes, that is what I wanted. Oh, dear. Well, let's put it back. All right, so did have something ready to go. And what was it? Okay, yes. Number five. Oh, of course, now it's not going to. Oh, here we go.
This is Scarlett Rivera joining us here. This is called Romance in Durango. Remember Durango, Larry? Hot chili peppers in the blistering sun. Dust on my face and my cape. And Magdalena on the run. I think this time we shall escape. So my guitar to the beggar's son. For a few crumbs and a place to hide. But I can get another one. Like castanets on stone. At night I dream of bells in the village steeple. And I see the bloody face of Ramon. Was it me that shot him down in the cantina? Was it my hand that held the gun? Come let us fly my Magdalena. Of God will appear with the serpent eyes of obsidian. Oh, yes, mi querida, Dios nos seguirá. Soon the horse will take us through the Rango. Hey, gotta be mi vida. Soon the desert will be gone. Soon you will be dancing the Rango. was that the thunder that I heard? My head is vibrating, I feel a sharp pain. Come sit by me, don't say a word. Oh, can it be that I am a slave? Break my delay, I'll take my gun. Look up in the hills, that flash of a light. Aim well, my little one. We may not make it through the night.
it nearly did me in. I'm squatting over the embers of myself. Embers and ashes in the midst. The phone call comes, a stranger reporting a death. I was on a list to call in the event of, and the red, red sea. An angrily lapsed Catholic, a man caught between his roots and aspirations. He was my first lover. We were misfit, clinging to misfit, clinging for years and years and years and years, and drifting apart. And the red, red sea.
Vision of tall white beings, radiant.
sausage we'd meet for a game of Twister. I looked up and there he was, wearing Ray-Bans, walking away.
Wow, that was quite beautiful. So this is a lot of music that I got during the time that I was recuperating, and so I wasn't able to play a lot of this. This is from Rats Live. This is a great title. Rats Live on No Evil Star. Daryl Katz and the JCA Orchestra, which is, I don't know, about 30 folks. The vocalist on this is Rebecca Shrimpton. And music by Rebecca Shrimpton and Daryl Katz. Lyrics from the writings of Paula Tarunis. And the whole CD is in loving memory of her from 1952 to 2015, who was my angel, my soulmate, my partner, my best friend, companion, wife, and the love of my life. May the earthly winds and the heavenly stars sing to you always, my love. How lovely. That's... So the lyrics are from her writings. Wow, that is so beautiful. So there's so many different folks on this CD. Let me see if there's a website here that you could go to. Well, it's JCA Recordings. That's the name of the... And, we'll be playing more from this. I was looking to see what I did with the paper about it. Now I can't find it for a change. Okay, we have listened to Danny Green and the trio from his CD. Oh, I didn't put it. As the Parrot Flies is the selection, and I think I already put that back. I did. That is from One Day It Will. Okay, so let's see if it's going to let me go back. Put that on, yes. We have a software program that drives me totally bonkers. You've got to manually put in all these different things as you're playing them. And then, so that you can see what I've got. And maybe you can order it if you want to. Anyway, let's see. Before that, we had Dan Pugacnonet. Discourse, this is the song. And Plus One Jazz is the release on Unit Records. Okay, so he came here from Israel. He says it transforms proverbial styles with a singular approach and a secret weapon. This is his debut recording. This actually came out in February. And let's see. Says he arrived in the U.S. from his native Israel in 2006 to study at Berklee College of Music before earning his master's at the City College of New York. drummer and composer Dan Pugach played cash and carry gigs. Traditional ethnic dates were coffee houses, anything to keep his drumming and music pure, eventually teaching himself arranging and orchestration. His complete reimagining of Horace Silver's Serenade led instructor and renowned pianist, composer, and educator Mike Holober to exclaim, "Your arrangement departed from the original song. It wasn't just an adaptation, but a rearrangement. Dude, you're going to thrive as an arranger-composer." All right, so we'll hear more from Dan. Before that, we heard El Eco and Guillermo Noshewitz. The CD is Two Worlds, and it's on Dreambox Media. Cafe Opinionao with Kim Nazarian on vocals. So that's where you put that in. Okay, and before that, the Yoko Maiwa Trio on Ocean Blue Tear Music. And the song is Keep Talking, and so is the release called Keep Talking. I know I had something about that. Let's see. Well, first, on Two Worlds, let's see what we can tell you about that one. Argentinian drummer and composer Guillermo Noshewitz, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and his jazz ensemble El Eco have just reissued their first CD, Two Worlds. Recording features pianist Helio Alves, vocalist Kim Nazarian, saxophonist Dino Govoni, and bassist Fernando Huergo, with special guest artist Claudio Roditi, who's from this area, Romero Lubambo, Donnie McCaslin, and Cafe. Offering an elegant fusion of Brazilian-Argentinian jazz, El Eco, under Guillermo's leadership, digs deep into straight-ahead jazz, punctuated by a deep respect for the complexity of Latin and Afro-Cuban rhythms, darkened occasionally by echoes of Piazzolla. Wonderful. So, we'll be hearing more of that. So, let's see. Echo Two Worlds and Yoko. I don't know that I have anything about her, except let me look at the CD. Oh, it's terrible. I have to keep putting my glasses on and off, and with the headphones, it's making me crazy. All right. Recorded and mixed by Matt Hayes at Wellspring Sound Studios in Acton, Mass. And produced by Yoko. She's a Yamaha piano artist. Okay. Scott Golding plays Zildjian cymbals. And it's saying special thanks to Yamaha Entertainment Group and Bob Blumenthal, Ann Brathwaite, Eric Jackson, a whole bunch of folks. So John Gorelick, very nice. All the local folks, Scholars Jazz Club, Regatta Bar, Blues Alley, the Mad Monkfish. I know I've seen her play there. And that was, she played for Sue Claire's birthday party. That was really fun. Okay, Mount Auburn Club. I wonder if she swims there. Oh, goodness. All right, so that's Yoko Maiwa. And before that, Bob Dylan from the Rolling Thunder Review, the 1975 live recordings. Bob Dylan. And many of you may be aware that there is now a film that's being released by, now I'm going to forget the director's name, famous director. Anyway, that was released on cable. You have to have a special account for that, and I don't have it. So I don't know. It was released in a couple of actual cinemas, but anyway. Let's see. Did we play this yet? No. Just let me find something else to share with you of importance. Okay. It says, know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. That is so interesting. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Ha, good to know. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. Good to know. Public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Wow. Learn something new every day. All right. So let's see. We're going to go here to this.
I feel like
Okay, so this is some more new music. June Byzants and Alex Nakimovsky. Vocalist June Byzants co-wrote and produced several collections of original vocal jazz, but she's also toured internationally with folks like Steve Swallow, Bob Moses, Paul Brown, Lou Soloff, Jerry Nywood, Mike Stern, Steve Davis, and Will Lee. Well, I know some of those folks. So she's had reviews and articles about her in People Magazine, USA Today, Jazz's Magazine, etc., etc., New York Times, New York Newsday, the Boston Globe. So this is a 2012 release inspired by the vocal work of the legendary Chet Baker. Mm-hmm. So she's Professor Emeritus of Art and Design at Eastern Connecticut State University. And she has exhibited her visual artwork in galleries, museums. Well, she's a very busy gal. Talk about Alex, the pianist, enjoys a versatile career as a performer, recording artist, producer, composer, and educator. All right, so let's see. So this Love's Tango, which we listened to, a collection of original Latin jazz songs co-written by June Byzants and Alex Nakimovsky. Bossa Nova's Sambas, Rachmaninoff-inspired string quartet prelude. We'll be hearing more from this. Okay, that's that. And we're going to go out, I think, with something from Yamit and the Vinyl Boulevard. It's a CD called Ain't Misbehavin'. And she was born in Israel, began her training in voice and classical violin at the age of 5, raised in Toronto, where she developed her love for jazz, soul, blues, and Broadway styles. Since then, Yamit continued her vocal training and acquired her music and theater education at York University, Toronto, as well as audio engineering education in Miami. While briefly living in New York City, Yamit performed regularly with local jazz musicians, and upon moving to Miami, she became involved in the world of musical theater. Through multiple talents, Yamit has participated at notable events and venues as performer, director, musical director, and producer abroad the United States, Canada, Caribbean, and Israel. All right. I think that's about it. There's a whole bunch of folks on this. Talacone on piano. Ed Cal on alto and tenor. Chad Bernstein on trombone. Jeff Kipperman on upright bass. And Yamit is the producer of this CD. All right, so
it's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet, sweet conversation that leads to this sensation. So close.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds.